This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And welcome back. Third hour of the Thursday edition of the Dana and Parks program. We are off tomorrow for the 4th of July, Independence Day. And we are going to move Festivus Friday up to this afternoon. And we will do Festivus Thursday in the next hour, the airing of the grievances. And one of our grievances, quite frankly, is that we're the only three people in the entire building. We have eight radio stations in this building, and only one is live. And that's us.
And this is my second show today.
I know.
And I applaud you for your dedication. You were here at 9:15 this morning, walked into the studio, and told Sam, you're welcome.
I did.
Yeah. I know you did. Because Sam and I talk every day before the show.
Look, this is the first time in my life that I actually enjoy my job on a day-to-day basis, and I don't like somebody else running my show.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. True or false, you told Sam that the idea of somebody else running the midday show gave you anxiety.
Yeah, and the last time that we had to do this, and Sam was supposed to run my show until noon, I came in at 11 because I couldn't sit around for another hour.
You know, Sam is quite qualified.
I know.
He's pretty good at what he does.
Yeah, he's a better producer than me, but, you know, and I had to come in, and we do a segment that I made on Fridays that we did today, and I was like, I need to get that ready.
It's your thing. You have ownership in it. I love it.
You think somebody's going to try to steal your gig?
No.
I'm too good at that.
Wow. The confidence. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. Good for you. The B-2 bomber pilots and crews who've been invited to the White House tomorrow are being instructed you might want to keep a low profile.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, no kidding. That was my first thought was, this isn't political at all. The fact that they're being invited to the White House, totally fine. You know, these guys and gals did an incredible job, had to fly like 18, 19 hours, whatever it is, without landing. And to be invited to the White House, of course, regardless of who the president is a tremendous honor. But you've got to think that if they were to be shown on television and their identities revealed, don't think for a second the Iranians are not watching.
Correct.
And if you live off base, you might want to move on base or never leave the base. So it is my hope that they are not paraded out tomorrow at the White House, their faces shown, their name badges on their uniforms displayed. I think that would be a horrific, horrific mistake. So let's hope that they keep a low profile, ushered in vehicles with tinted windows, meet with the president, leave with vehicles and tinted windows, no uniforms, and get the hell out of there. Orcas have been known to display an array of interesting behaviors from playing to mourning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now killer whales have been observed making out in the wild for the first time.
I thought humans were the only animal that kissed.
These orcas don't just kiss. Apparently, they French kiss.
Aww.
Yes. Killer whales have been observed making out, blah, 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 and with some epic tongue action to boot.
Wow.
As seen in a video making waves online. Making waves. I see what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Writing researchers in the journal Oceans.
Every single time.
Can you bring in your latest copy when you get it? Quoting here from researchers, this study presents the first recorded observation of tongue nibbling between two wild killer whales. The subaquatic smooch was filmed in October of 2024 by scientists on a snorkeling expedition near a fjord in northern Norway.
How is it we study animals all the time and we still didn't know this about orcas?
Well, probably for the same reason that, and I don't know the exact number, but I thought I read an article not too long ago where researchers think we still have not even discovered a third of all animal species on the planet.
It might be more than that.
Probably.
Can I ask a question here?
You can ask whatever you
Who
want.
Who makes that determination that they were making out?
Well, they were.
You know it when you see it.
They're swapping spit.
You know it when you see it.
Yeah.
You go back, you're a scuba diving. You know, you got your video and you turn to all your scientist buddies and like, bro, check this out.
Yep.
The makeout session lasted for about 2 minutes.
All right.
They were clearly into each other in more ways than one. Repeated episodes of gentle face-to-face oral contact.
All right. Second question.
Second answer.
Who determines whether or not it's gentle?
Well, if it's not rough, aggressive.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we've all been in relationships where somebody's
doesn't know what they're doing.
Somebody's a little more aggressive with their lips and other parts of their mouth than you would prefer.
Yep.
It's almost like they're trying to feel around at the back of your throat. And you're like, too much tongue.
Maybe they just watched the orca video and, you know, they're trying to emulate.
Well, I am the one that is the resident nature video viewer on this program with David
Muir?
Attenborough. I go to bed every single night.
Attenborough is his name.
And they have one special now on Netflix where they show you what the photographers have to do with these 1 bajillion millimeter cameras to like when you see the teeny tiny ocean crabs that are the size of my pinky nail emerge from the sand. There's a guy that has to lay there for 12 hours and not move because if you move, the crabs will not come out. He has to just lay there.
You don't
and
think they
wait.
Just leave a camera down there? There's no way you can have 12 hours of oxygen.
They interviewed the photogs, and it was the craziest thing.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, it was. I watched that last night.
You want to know my favorite nature pictures of?
Yeah.
Is a photographer who's in the African savannah taking pictures, and there's a second photographer there. And a cheetah comes up next to the first photographer and is like looking at the camera and like resting his head on the shoulder of the first photographer.
How do you not run?
You know, there's a moment where you're like, don't make any sudden movements.
Well, and if you've ever heard a cheetah, it's not a very intimidating sound that they make.
Yeah.
But then you realize,
well, the teeth are a little intimidating
on the African savannah.
I would argue those big giant teeth are pretty intimidating.
Yeah, but you know, you're sitting there trying to take a picture and all of a sudden you hear a house cat hanging out next to you and then you're like, oh, this is a cheetah.
Don't they sound like this? Like,
yeah, they sound like house cats.
Yeah. I have a Run, Do Not Walk documentary that we watched last night on Netflix.
Okay.
It is a 2-episode documentary. It's an easy watch. Well,
is it short?
So each episode is less than an hour.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess it's a sad, short-ass documentary.
Okay.
I was going to say it's an easy watch, but that's wrong because it involves somebody dying. It is called Into the Fire. Into the Fire.
Oh, are these the tourists that go to the base of the volcano?
No.
Oh, because that doesn't end well either.
Let me just make sure. I asked T what the name of it was.
I remember that one. And man, they're hiking up there and it looks like a fun little jaunt toward the base of that mountain.
So it's called Into the Fire.
Okay.
It is about...
Well, tell me!
I'm trying to without giving too much of it away. Although you, what I'm about to tell you, you learn really early on in the documentary anyway. It's about a woman who gives up her child for adoption.
I have scrolled past this 100 times.
Okay. It's really good. And you will grow to hate with incredible passion one of them, and it's all true.
Yeah,
it's all true. One of the main characters in this documentary, and it's not even the one who does the killing.
Okay.
It's someone else.
So you know that I'm in a happier, more peaceful Shimon kind of place now.
Shimon, that's the incorrect
Michael
use
Jackson.
Of the word Shimon.
And when I scroll things and I see things like kidnapping or Mother's Quest
to find a
murdered child, like I just scroll right on by.
It is a mother's quest to find her
child that she gave
up. I am
watching the little crabs emerge from the sand and David
Attenborough.
With his little British accent, talk about the galloping zebras on the Serengeti. I just go to bed with that now. Or the Royals game, that's all. And you know what? I am in a better mental health space than I have ever been.
I would be in a worse mental health space if I'm watching Cags digging for hits that he's not going to get.
Okay, a couple of those were a little low last night. I'm going to give you that. A little low.
So anyway, it's about a mom who goes looking for the daughter she gave up for adoption when she was a teenager. Mm-hmm. She had this young lady at a very early age.
Sure.
And
is it in the British?
No, it's American. And her quest to find her daughter turns out to be a quest for justice.
Okay.
And the person who is guilty of murder in this documentary, you will hate that person. But there's one other person you hate even more.
See, I'm not going to have any hate in my heart because I'm
watching
cheetahs and giraffes. Now, if you do want to watch people moving toward a volcano that hasn't erupted in 1,000 years, and then, oops, you punch your ticket and go to the base of it, and then that sucker blows.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want to watch is people burning to death.
It is called Volcano Rescue from Wakari.
Yeah, let's watch people melt.
Leonardo DiCaprio was the executive producer on it. You know, it's one of those things when you go on a tour, Scott, you think like, you know, let's say you're on a cruise and they say you can go off on these excursions. Mm-hmm. Some people go scuba diving. Some people do the helicopter thing over the volcano. I ain't doing that.
Yep.
Some people are like, look, I want to go watch an active volcano. I mean, sort of active. It hasn't exploded in 1,000 years. What are the odds? And then they all hike in there with guides and, you know, people that are equipped to help, like if you get lost, but no one is really equipped when 2,000 degrees of lava and ash start raining down on.
That's an unfortunate position to be in. By the way, Into the Fire, The Lost Daughter, is produced by Charlize Theron. So you know it's good.
Forgive me for thinking Into the Fire was about the volcano. Very, very similar names.
No.
And let me tell you, they went into the fire.
913-5. We're not laughing at people melting. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, I totally forgot about this. Somebody on the text line wants to know, following up on yesterday's show.
Yes.
Did you ever hear back following your second email, stalker, to your former therapist?
So we asked yesterday, and I would urge you to go back and listen to it, because I don't know that Sam and I and Scott have collectively laughed that hard in a while. Like, it was so funny where that conversation went.
It was rather awkward, too.
After I drove by a house and thought I saw my former therapist sitting out drinking a cup of coffee on her porch. And so I emailed her, reached out. I think this was you. Was it you? Wanted to say hi. And she did not reply, because Sam and Scott both thought I sounded like a stalker lunatic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Doing some slow drive-by of a professional that I haven't seen in a couple years.
Yeah.
Okay, so today... Last night at 6:18 p.m., 22 hours ago, and I was watching the Royals game, and then I went to bed. I didn't look at my phone. From my friend.
You're by friend, you mean former therapist?
Yes.
So she did respond.
LOL, this is the first opportunity I have had to reply. Oh, my God, I love that house. Yes. That is my house. Welcome to the neighborhood.
I'll be moving out soon.
You are doing well. And yeah, and then she said something else that I'm not going to say. So I write back.
So you've sent her a third email?
No, now we've got the back and forth going.
Oh,
I go,
no.
I go, you are going to crack up. I would never use names, of course. I'm reading this.
Uh-uh.
But I told this story on the air yesterday and asked the question, can anyone who used to have a professional relationship just be friends after the professional relationship ends? Most of the hour turned out to be about you and me. Hilarity ensued. Enjoy and see you around the neighborhood. That's it. I sent her the podcast link. She knows what I do for a living. And then that's it.
So she hasn't responded to your third
email. Because the second one I was saying, okay, I just reread this. The first email sounded strange. What I should have said is, if in fact that was you, we are neighbors. It makes my heart happy. Hope you're doing well. That's all I said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, she reached out. I told you she would, and I told you I'm not crazy.
I guarantee you she wrote that email after she had enough time to move.
She has not moved.
To another neighborhood.
I drive by tonight. She's sitting out there. I'm going to wave.
Are you going to stop?
No. I'm just going to wave because it's so funny.
The running our podcast name is going to be Dana's Officially a Stalker.
I think that's accurate. I think that's more than accurate.
Just throwing that out there in the universe.
Okay. That's fine with me.
I don't understand why you would interact with anybody in your neighborhood. I don't want to know any of my neighbors.
Whoa, weirdo.
What is this about?
I'm very good friends with the Meads who live across the street.
We're supposed to be neighborly.
No.
What's your problem?
I don't need to know any of my neighbors. I'm good.
Why?
Oh no! I disagree with you on this. I got the Meads across the street. Good friends with them. Super hot Pete that all the wives in the neighborhood just fawn over.
You call him Super Hot Pete?
Not to his face.
Oh, awkward.
Well, you know, because he needs to differentiate from Ugly Pete.
The ugly Pete.
Well, there's Pete. Let me. There's a reason that all the women around Pete's house, you know, to the south, to the north, backyard, front yard, there's a reason they always seem to be mowing the grass not their husbands.
Oh, I'll just tell you this. In my
Pete's home, a good looking cat.
In our home, we have had the conversation about the mowing attire. We will leave it at that.
Oh, no, we're not.
Okay, who has started?
I just said, you know, like you need to put a shirt on.
Johnny mowed without a shirt on the other day.
He hasn't yet. We don't have a mower yet.
Well, wait a minute.
We don't have a mower.
Hey, Jealousy by the Gin Blossoms.
I was like, you are not going out there with those guns and mowing the lawn.
Stop
okay,
your
working
car.
Title of the podcast hour is Dana is a jealous stalker.
Jealous stalker. That's right.
Protective of my guns.
So he's never even gone out to mow without a shirt. How did this conversation even start?
Because he used to mow without his shirt on. He said, I just get really tan in the summer because I mow without a shirt. And I go, oh, no, you don't.
Are you going to ever let him go to a swimming pool? Get on a boat?
Yes.
On vacation?
He's very popular at the swimming pool.
Now, wait a minute.
There was someone that asked him, I swear to you, a few weeks ago. I'm not going to say where. I'm not going to say under what circumstance. But someone said to him, let's say you're on the elevator. Okay, Scott? Let's just say you're on an elevator.
Okay.
And someone gets onto the elevator. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's that awkward moment when the door closes.
Stare straight forward.
The person did not say, be a great day to go to the pool, wouldn't it? The person said, you going to go to the pool today?
Was this when you guys were in the condo?
Yes! I was
like... And did he say, only if you do?
I said, what? He goes, that's a little weird, isn't it? I mean, I go, well, they probably meant it's a nice day to go to the pool. And he goes, that's not what they said.
You're not hanger-oner, are you?
I think it is so funny. No, not at all.
Now, what would you do if...
not at all.
Say today he goes to the Home Depot and does not soil himself like you did.
Right. One time. I'm never going to hear the end of it.
And buys a lawnmower.
Clean up aisle 12.
Yeah, literally all of aisle 12.
We have a 9-week boom boom in aisle 12.
It's crazy. That same thing's going to happen on Monday.
All of it. So anyway, let's say he goes to the Home Depot tonight or this afternoon, and he ends up getting a lawnmower.
Uh-huh.
All right. You get off at 6. You roll up to the house at 6:10 because you live not far from the radio station all of a sudden.
I would laugh out loud.
And he's out front
mowing
the grass. Only wearing some tennis shorts.
No,
and flip flops.
Well, flip flops would make me mad because that's how foots get severed.
No, putting your foot under the mower for some reason ends up getting your foot severed.
When you slip, that's how you get your foot severed. No, I would not be mad at all.
I would
crack up.
Would you say, I thought we already had this conversation?
No, it would be a joke between us.
What if there was a woman next door that
I burnt your eyes.
What if there was a woman next door who was in a lawn chair sipping on some iced tea?
I would not be surprised. You have met him.
Well, I wish I was as fit as he is.
He is a handsome man, my handsome boy.
I'm not there yet.
He's no Hot Pete, though.
He is no Hot
Pete. Hot Pete, I mean.
I don't know.
Listen, I'm not gay, but I can tell when another man is good looking and women would want him.
You acknowledge that.
Let's just say that there was somebody who once lived in my house when she came home from work one day. I had taken the day off because I just got back from an Iron Maiden concert in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete had come outside with his wife in a very nice suit. And I informed somebody that Pete had come outside and he just left and he and his wife are going someplace really nice and he was in a suit and I was like halfway through the sentence and somebody said, how'd he look?
I go, hottie neighborhood guy.
I go, pretty hot.
Be pretty good.
Pretty hot pretty because good. He is Hot Pete. 913-586-7798. So, and this, we're being serious here, and this is almost like a PSA, if nothing else.
It is a PSA.
We have been and always will be very open and honest about the things that happen in our lives, whether it's personal or romantic or medical. And we were talking earlier this week that Dana is going in at the ripe age of 51 mm-hmm. for what Scott has done about 15 times, and she is getting her first colonoscopy next Tuesday. So
yes.
Monday is prep day.
Yes.
So you won't be here. And Tuesday, you obviously won't be here because you're going to get the propofol, and you're going to go under the hose instead of under the knife.
It doesn't bother me at all. I'm not worried about it. I'm like, let's get it done, because I did the thing with the box that shall never be spoken about again, and nor will I ever do that again. If that's for you, great. Take care of your health.
What's that? What was it called?
I would rather just go in to the surgeon and have it done.
And it's not a surgeon. It's a proctologist.
Yes. Well, they're doctors, but yes, I would rather just go in and get it done.
So anyway, and I applaud you for this, and I'm being serious.
Yeah, I know.
Because it is one of the most
it's the preventable cancer.
It is the preventable cancer, that's right. And it's a very slow-growing cancer. And quite frankly, we don't even know if you are going to get results you don't want or get results you do. We'll find out on Tuesday. And you'll know immediately after. However, in the past, and I know this because I've had way too many colonoscopies, I used to drink this thing called Go-Light.
Ugh.
And it comes in this gigantic jug. Well, actually, I can't remember if you mix it or if it comes in the jug, whatever. It's been several years. And then now they've got these pills that you can take that will, for lack of
a listener said, you don't even have to drink the stuff anymore. You just take a pill, and then what happens, happens.
Yeah, it cleans out your system so that the doctor can get a good look on Tuesday. Well, Dana was very excited with the possibility of getting the pills.
Yeah, I called them this morning. I go, don't be sending me that liquid. I ain't drinking it. I heard it tastes like chalk.
So anyway, she just got word from the doctor's office or from the pharmacy, whatever it is, that they are all out of the pills and won't have the pills for a few days.
A few days.
So
they're closed tomorrow.
And they're probably closed Saturday and Sunday.
So
you got to go get the liquid tonight.
Oh, God.
So let me tell you about the liquid.
Yeah.
And anybody listening who's had to do the Go-Light knows that I'm telling you the truth.
What is the consistency? That's what I'm worried about.
The same as like lemonade.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's not like sand.
No, not at all.
Okay.
So here's the deal. You start with one full glass, like this glass here.
Right.
You know, like a bar beer glass.
I don't drink water ever. You know that.
It's not. It doesn't taste like water. So anyway, it's like this bar beer glass here.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, what is this, 12 ounces or something?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. So I can't remember if it's 8 or 12. But anyway, you fire one of those down at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Before the procedure. Then you fire another one down at like 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
2:30.
Yeah.
And then you fire another one down at 3. Then you fire another one down at 3:30. I don't remember the exact time distance between, but by the time you're nearing the end of the gallon or 2 gallon jug, whatever it is, you've had so much go light that just the thought of having to drink one more glass disgusts you. But here's where you will be doing the drinking of that glass: on the toilet. I'm not kidding you, because as it's going in, it's coming out.
In real time, baby.
I am not kidding. It cleans your system out that fast.
I'm just hoping there's a pill version, because you know me, I don't drink a lot of liquids anyway, and the thought to have to like choke down a lot of liquid, I'm like, oh, no.
Let's just say by the end of the day, you know, about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Go Light is not passing through the liver or the kidneys anymore.
Straight down, it's like going an elevator straight shaft.
Through. I think,
I'm not kidding.
I think we need to get Dana one of those like beer koozie hats.
Yes, yes. You
know? Like so she can sip it.
Yeah, so she can, you know, sit on it.
All kickstand Go Light.
Yeah, kickstand.
But we talk about this because one of my good friends that I've known for, 25 years is a colorectal surgeon. And she will tell you this. The science is backing this up. They're not exactly sure why. It has something to do with gut biome microbe things. But younger people are dying from colon cancers. And in a way that they, you know, usually you think, okay, after 50, after 60, after 70, you hear someone has colon cancer. It is the younger people that are getting it way before even routine screening starts.
Well, and
once they find it, it is late stage, and it can be fatal. So pay attention to your body.
And I would bet, let me be Sam here, because he worked the morning show today.
It's the processed foods.
I would almost guarantee it. It's the processed foods that we put into our body.
I bet you back in the farm era, back in the 1930s or 40s, colon cancer certainly existed, but they weren't seeing it in 20 and 30-year-olds like we're seeing it now.
Yeah. And somebody on the text line just said, stop with the talk about colon cancer. I don't know that you can – well, I'm not going to say you can't talk about it enough. What I'm going to say, though, is this is a public service announcement letting you know, because for whatever reason, people are totally weirded out about getting tested for colon cancer. And it is – I'll tell Dana right now, and I've told her 1,000 times, it's not the procedure, it's the prep.
I'm looking up the deaths in young people, by the way. It is a huge rise
in
people under 50.
It is totally preventable. And it is not what you think. Don't let it weird you out.
Emerging research suggests that the composition and health of gut bacteria may be involved in the development in younger people.
Yep. Melissa in Independence.
Hello.
Hey. Hi. Hey. So I just did this last week. The secret is to drink that gold light really cold.
Oh, thank you.
Put it in a cup and fill your cup up. Drink it with a straw. Don't just drink until your cup is empty. Every time you drink, fill your cup back up. Don't wait until you get your cup empty. Just keep adding it to it and just keep drinking.
Okay. Cold and with a straw. Melissa, thank you. I never would have thought about that. Thank you.
That's a good idea. Also, be very careful on Monday. You can only eat yellow or green Jell-O.
Okay, I heard clear
yellow
liquids.
Yellow or green popsicles.
No, they sent me a list today. Clear liquids. And I said to Johnny, does Pinot Grigio count as a clear?
Do not drink alcohol the day before.
It's clear. He said, no, you are not
absolutely
supposed to drink.
Not.
I know, I'm not, but I thought I'd ask.
You cannot drink wine the day before a procedure.
Not
a medical,
red. No. Why not Pinot Grigio?
Because it's got alcohol in it, and you're going to go under propofol within 24 hours.
Oh, got it.
You don't want to mix your propofol with your alcohol.
Okay, got it.
Jeez.
It's the fall and the all.
Laney in Blue Springs.
Hi, Laney.
Hi, Dana. Hi. You need to look on YouTube for Jeff Foxworthy colonoscopy. So you remember Jeff Foxworthy?
Yes, I do.
You might. Oh, yeah. Now, here's the thing that you definitely need to do first, Dana.
Yep.
Put a Depends on because you're going to pee your pants.
Whatever funny thing happens, Laney, on Monday, I can assure you I will be calling into this program.
Please.
I'm telling you right now, I will be calling in.
Okay, I'm on vacation. I'm not sure I'm going to be in town, but I will catch you on the
I'll give you the Cliff's Notes podcast version when you get back.
All right, be well.
All right, thanks.
All right, have a safe trip. Karen on line 3. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Dana, I've had it done several times, mm-hmm. and the best advice I could give you is the day before your prep, like Sunday, eat real lightly because you don't want to eat heavy stuff and have that coming out.
Eat lightly. Okay. That I can do.
Maybe some chicken and rice.
Yes. Sounds good.
Good luck.
No, I think it's important that you're doing this.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you're 51 years old. And
you got to be done.
Yeah.
It's got to be done.
I am not going down to colon cancer. Uh-uh. No way. Mike in the Northland. Hi, Mike.
Hi, good afternoon. Happy 4th of July to everybody.
Same to you.
Hey, I'm 54, Scott, and we're pretty much the same age, I think.
We are.
And I've had, I had my first colonoscopy a couple of years ago. My primary care doctor did mine.
Good.
And he had me do the Miralax powder mixed with lemon-lime Gatorade.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay.
And that was my prep. And there was, you know, we had to do 56 ounces of the, any color, Gatorade, obviously not the grape or the red.
Right.
You know, you had to do yellow or the orange Gatorade. But I mixed it, and being diabetic, I drank the Gatorade Zero and just mixed in the appropriate amount of Miralax, and you couldn't taste it at all. You just tasted the Gatorade.
Okay, good.
And the next morning, you know, after I had the examination, the procedure, he said it was one of the cleanest, you know what?
We got it. We got it.
Seen.
We're good.
Good.
So, of course, everything was great. But, yes, and especially to the men, because you guys are hard-headed.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Get out there and get a colonoscopy and save your life.
Yep. Get it done.
That's
Amen.
Exactly right. And I'm not going to get gross here at all.
The phones have exploded.
I had my first one at the age of 25.
Oh, yeah.
And because I was exhibiting symptoms that they talk about. And I went to go see Dr. Buss, and he referred me to a proctologist, and they found 4 polyps on my first visit. And the doctor, the proctologist, whose real name was and is Dr. Brown, told me, you've just bought yourself punched yourself a one-way ticket to seeing me every 3 years.
Yep.
And for the last, has it been 30 years now? I go in every 3 years. Every 3 years. And
get it done.
Get it done. So I guess I'm coming up on 10 or 11. I don't know. 913-586-7798 here on Dan and Parks. Story here from NBC News. An indie rock band has amassed more than 850,000 listeners on Spotify. Buzz throughout the music industry, but nobody is exactly sure if the band is real.
Here we go.
Or not.
Here we go.
They're called the Velvet Sundown. I'm going to play you just a sample off Spotify here in just a second. Here's the Velvet.
How do they not know? Either the people exist in the band or they don't.
Here it is. Tell me, brother, where do we go? Raise your hand. Don't look away. Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's the Velvet Sundown, a band that is bent on, quote, saving modern rock, according to its Instagram account. As even some music industry veterans confuse, the images put forward by the band all look like they were created by AI. The music, though, is harder to say. Here's a picture of the band, and that does look AI generated.
Well, but have you seen some of the autoerotic shirtless band album covers from the 70s? Like, if you showed that to someone today, they'd be like, there's no way that's real. Yeah, it was.
Rick Beato, a music producer with more than 5 million subscribers on YouTube, identified what he called, quote, artifacts, particularly in one of the track's guitar and keyboard parts, that he says indicate to him that the song might be AI. Says Beato, This is having a lot of problems, and I suspect that it may be because this is an AI track. Every time you have an AI song, they are full of artifacts. I don't know what that means.
Okay, what does that mean? Do we know what an artifact is?
I don't know. Whether the band is real, fake, or something in between, its emergence and the broader debate about it add to a growing concern about the future of art, culture, authenticity in the era of advanced AI.
Okay, so someone had to create, let's say that those people are fake.
By the way, Velvet Sundown emerged last month.
Just out of nowhere.
Correct.
Okay, if they are fake, who gets the credit and the money for the content? It's still content, but it's computer generated, right?
They posted on their Instagram, they say we're not real, maybe you aren't either.
This is going to be an AI company. This is going to be an AI company, Scott.
Now, that's a good song.
You know that I just started following about a year ago, 49 Winchester. I'm obsessed. I know what they look like. I know where they're from. I know where they started all playing together on Winchester Avenue. Mm-hmm. Like all of these things. They are real people that exist. I saw them at Knuckleheads. The reason this band is fake is because no one can find them. If they were real, you would be like, and front man so-and-so who grew up in Indianapolis.
No. The front man is singer Gabe Farrow, according to their Instagram.
Mm-hmm. But and who is that?
Nobody knows. They popped onto the scene literally within the past month.
Okay, I don't believe they are real.
No, I don't either. Let me ask you this.
Where does the money go?
Would you listen to AI music? What
bothers me is the ripoff of the voice should be illegal. You should not be able to rip off someone's voice. I don't care who it is. You cannot take another artist's voice or likeness and, quote, create music.
Maybe somebody sold the rights to their voice.
And then try to profit from it. I don't like that. But if that is just a synthesized version of someone with a computer putting AI voices behind a song, it weirds me out a little bit, but it bothers me less than the theft of someone's voice, which should be illegal. Period.
All right. I would like to say that I would not listen to an AI generated voice,
mm-hmm.
but I do remember the 1980s because I lived them.
Right.
And I would still listen to the band you're about to hear as we go to the news.
Oh, it's so good. Most every time.
Now,
it's so good.
These are real artists. It just wasn't the two guys you saw on MTV. They were phonies. It wasn't who they said they were.
I'm in love, girl. I'm so in love, girl. I'm just in love, girl. And it's true.
It is Festivus Thursday, the airing of the grievances. All the phone lines are open if you want to get in right now. 913-586-7798. We will grieve on Festivus Thursday right after the news here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.